My brothers and sisters, my heart is full of joy today. And today, I commend the great and noble leadership of those in the past who have done so much to put the foundation in place for the youth of today. And my heart resounds through the years, as does yours, and bring us to the threshold of today and singing, O youth of a noble birthright, carry on, carry on, carry on. In times of great joy and struggle and disappointment, my great companion, Heber, and I have come to know the Lord and felt his presence in our home and in our lives. And we know that peace that passeth all understanding in times of disappointment and in times of great blessings. In our home, I think perhaps the most frequent phrase that is used is by my husband, I want to know the Lord's will, and I want to carry it out. And I repeat that and add my commitment to what he has taught me by his example. Today, I reflect on my early ancestors, John P. Green, who received the Book of Mormon from Samuel Smith, the prophet's brother. And he gave it to his wife, Rhoda Young, who then passed it on to her brothers, Phineas Young and Brigham Young. And I remember that he was the marshal in Nauvoo. And I rejoice in the heritage of faithful Latter-day Saints down through the years. To my father and my mother, who before passing on, wrote in their last will and testament, not what you would expect of material things since they had few, but left with us their last will and testament, a statement of their testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ, their most precious possession. And now I think of the lines of that poem that says, if ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. We'll not break faith, none of us. This is a generation of hope and faith and aspirations. And as leaders of young women throughout the world, our prayer is to live so that his divine intervention will be felt in our hearts, in our actions, in our attitudes, in our deeds, and that our receptivity to the priesthood power and direction will be sensitive and responsive. The forces of evil are so real today, and the subtleties of deceit would strive to divert us from the promises and blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. To the young women of the church, and to a little beehive girl who came up today and shook my hand and said, I'm 12 years old and I'm a beehive. To every corner of the church and every young woman, I say, we love you. We need you. We care about you. We believe in you. And the goal is not beyond our reach. It has been my privilege to know of the power and strength of the brethren who sit in the councils of the church, guiding this great work in these latter days. And we're part of that great work. We'll work for every young woman throughout the church to stand in the valiant ranks of loyalty, commitment, and dedication. And mothers, stand firm. And fathers, have courage to be strong. And leaders, support those great parents. And together in unity, we'll prepare a generation that will be prepared for his commendation, that he may have a house of worthy members when he returns. To this solemn and sacred trust, I commit all of my energies and my efforts and rejoice in the opportunity to be a part of this great work and bear my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.